Now, also approved was a new military service law which aims to boost the numbers of young recruits to Germany's army. The government hopes the law will encourage enough volunteers to sign up. But if they don't, then compulsory conscription could follow.
This military service is voluntary and it will remain so if everything goes as well as we hope. But I want to be honest with you. If it's not enough and if the threats we face worsen, we will have to introduce some kind of compulsory military service in order to protect this country.
Well, students across Germany skipped school today, protesting against the idea of compulsory conscription. Polling shows a huge generational divide, with a majority of younger Germans opposing a return to compulsory military service, while a majority of older Germans support it. Now, Quentin Gärtner was until recently head of the organisation that represents school students across Germany. So you think this is, you think this is a good idea. Clearly there's an argument, a discussion to be had out there. When you hear the question put to people who are opposed to this, when you hear the question put, why are you unwilling to fight for your country? What sort of arguments do you hear? What sort of arguments in favour of that do you hear?
They tell me they're scared and it's too abstract to the concept of a country is too abstract for them to say, okay, I want to die for it or something. And I think the ties are not enough connected to democracy. So if I go out to the street and ask somebody, are you willing to defend democracy? A huge majority of people will say, yes, I am willing to defend democracy. But if we say, okay, we might have to contribute to the Bundeswehr, in order to defend democracy, a lot of young people are saying, no, I don't want that, because the ties are not too good. So the logic behind it, that you're defending democracy, that is unseen, and this is right. An issue. We have to present the Bundeswehr as an army that defends our democracy, and it's an army based on parliamentary debates. So there's no reason to say, okay, this is some random army I'm fighting for. This is fighting for democracy.